I think the best lesson that I can teach you is about the stage theory. And the stage theory was based off of Shakespeare. Thousands of years ago, Shakespeare somehow knew the whole world was his stage, even though it wasn't. There's no way that everybody knew Hamlet in the entire world when he wrote it. But today, if you go around the entire world, I've been all over Africa, Asia, Europe. If you said who wrote Hamlet, every single person would tell you Shakespeare. So today, Shakespeare actually is living what he taught, which is the whole world is your stage. Shakespeare did not have at the time the advantages that we have as individual people around the world, which is the accessibility to the whole world. And it's important to understand who is your total addressable community and how to reach them in order to facilitate, which means, as you'll hear me say that word, to make easy. How do we make things easy? Identify the dis-easy. So I speak a lot about faith to people and abundance and infinite nature of information, intelligence, intuition, inspiration, and energy. And in the respect of the stage theory, the same holds true. There's an infinite amount of people that can access you and vice versa that you could access. And so we want to make things easy by identifying the dis-easy. And so this is living proof of what I'm doing today. Not only will I be teaching the stage theory, but I'm actually practicing the stage theory. So I have every single platform in front of me. You may wonder, all these people here live, why would I have a laptop while I'm presenting to you? Because it's capturing what I'm talking about and utilizing the stage theory to amplify and perpetuate a social silo, which is a rabbit hole that feeds rabbits. Rabbits that like the rabbit food or dislike the rabbit food. And so that's the idea of building a community of people by finding people who are at your frequency that love you no matter what or hate you no matter what. And the first person to teach me that was Howard Stern. If anybody ever seen the movie Private Parts, one of the most impactful lines in that movie is when he said, you know, what's the guy from CNBC? He said, yeah, he goes, all these people, there's two demographics. There's two people in Howard Stern's community. There's people that love Howard no matter what, and they can't wait to hear what he has to say next. And then the other half of the community are people who hate Howard Stern and can't wait to hear what he says next. Sound familiar? Like our president maybe picked up on how to market himself and build a community of people that love him no matter what or hate him no matter what. This is how we build a brand, build a community, and we do it through what's called the stage theory. So I'm going to teach this today, and we will here be able to take questions so that you can get the subtleties of success. Anyone online, I will give you the exercises, the guides as well, and then every single week, I do free Ask Me Anythings throughout the week on IG, on office hours, a variety of different places. So please do that. So to start with the stage theory, we want to step onto the stage. We have cameras, by the way, besides online, besides your cameras and little snippets and posts and pictures. I have my own camera here and a microphone, so it's capturing it as well, so I can utilize it and utilize the stage theory. Whether you realize it or not, you're always and already on a stage. This could be good or bad. I deal with celebrities and athletes, entertainers, billionaires, millionaires. Anybody see the latest on TikTok? Talk about the stage theory. The CEO of that company who's at the, what concert was it? Yeah, Coldplay concert, right? Which is my wife, like, could not wait. Look, MF-er, if I ever, right? But I mean, that guy's sitting there hugging his romantically hugging his employee at the concert with employees in the booth, right? But you're always on stage and it could cost you everything. It could cost you everything. That's what I tell people about taxes. You know, I live in California. I have a place in the city. I pay more taxes for where I live than most people, but it doesn't bother me. Because you see outside here today in Milwaukee, 75 degrees and sunny. That's what I get 300 days a year. I pay 12% more on what I make for that weather. And people say, that's a lot for a weather tax. Not for me. freedom to do what I want, when I want, with who I want, for as long as I want is my objective. So I need to have good weather to do that. But you know what's really expensive? It's what that CEO just paid. It's called the dummy tax. Dummy tax will cost you everything you've ever made. And I promise you, that's going to cost him a lot, but it will also cost you everything you're going to make. And so understanding the stage theory is critical to your personal and your professional life. Every interaction, every post, conversation is a part of a performance that tells the world who you are and what you stand for, where your frequency is. It does not lie. It captures your essence when you're not looking. Now, you can produce like I do in a controlled environment, but if I wasn't who I am standing in front of you with all these cameras and all this amplification, somebody, I promise you, being in 200 cities with all the travel, will capture who I am and destroy all of the production I have. And anyone that knows me, the biggest compliment I get is, dude, you're exactly who you are in the videos. You're a crying middle-aged mutant turtle. Yeah. Right? That's my frequency. Now, Shakespeare said all the world's your stage, and today the stage is global. It's infinite, in my opinion, and it's called social media. What makes the most successful people and brands stand out isn't a big budget, trust me, or a perfect strategy, trust me. So if anybody tells you that you need a big budget or need a perfect strategy, tell them to F off. That's not in the infinite. That would be impossible. There's about a trillion different variables and variances that cause things to build your community. And I never know what it is. I'm just doing my best, learning lessons and having fun within the context of the stage theory. Doing my best, learning lessons and having fun. The videos that I love don't do very well. I do look for the videos that I love on LinkedIn in the comments to see who also loves them, because I know those people are at my frequency and I know they're valuable to the pieces and parts of my community that do best. But I threw up a video about, you know, my daughter's car not being outside my house when I wake up at 4 a.m. and how I freaked out and it was uncalled for. And I think it's almost 20 million views now in the last week. And when I saw it, I'm like, oh, yeah, that's good. You never know. There's no great genius strategy that I'm going to be able to tell you, or does it require a big budget? That video costs absolutely nothing compared to the 100 vlogs when I was working and learning this stuff, traveling with a posse and spending literally seven figures my first year doing 100 vlogs in all the cities with a whole posse filming me and microphones and cameras and lights. Did nothing. It's the ability to capture the real moments, the essence of who you are, your frequency, and then modify them on the right platforms, amplify them to reach the right audiences, and most importantly, write this down, everybody, perpetuate them so that they live and keep working for you. That's what I call the stage theory. It's the key to building a brand, a community that attracts attention, intention, builds trust, and generates long-term value to the people that resonate with you. See, what resonates with you is very important, and it's not what you think. I have a capture folder by what resonates with me. What resonates with me is either something I feel strongly than. Last night we did a beautiful dinner and I told everybody my favorite quote and it resonated with some of you, which is, you're either humble or you're about to be. When I heard that, it knocked me to my knees. I'm like, wow. Now, I captured that when I heard it. I put it in my capture folder, and then every Sunday I go through my capture folder and I put a notation for a story around it. And that helps me with interviews, speeches, answer questions. I'm having a repository of what I believe God is saying this intuitively. This is important to you. Now, we're at a casino here today. I want to talk about that resonation because people get it confused. They get confused about intuition. You got to go with your gut. Anybody ever hear that? Got to go with your gut. Yes, you got to go with your gut because your main Ming, if you look in the Eastern philosophies, is in your stomach. Right, your stomach, your brain, these are two different things. Intuition comes from the stomach. Intelligence comes from the brain. So it's processing logic and an analysis of the intuition. This is why someone said, oh, you're a freak about time like my uncle, and you're just like my uncle. I get hired because they want someone to speak that's like an uncle because of time. What do I mean? Go out there to the craps table. This is the exact example of how to use our intuition within the context of your frequency, building a community, and the stage fit theory. So intuition, you're at the craps table and it comes to you heart eight. That means 2 4s for those that don't gamble, right? Heart eight has high odds. So your intuition says heart eight. So every idiot out there, including me when I was young, automatically $25 on the heart eight. Most of the time, no heart eight. But God told me heart eight. And I'm sure God has told you other things in your intuition. But remember, God is infinite. Your God is infinite. So he don't give a crap about 24 hours or minutes or seconds. He doesn't even understand it. He's working in an infinite realm that human beings can't even understand. And we're working within the human experience that starts when your heart starts and ends when your heart stops. So what is God saying with intuition? Why should we pay attention even within the stage theory when things resonate with us, which is I strongly agree, like you're humble, you're about to be, or I strongly disagree. Somebody says something and I'm like, that's Tabasco in a wound. That guy's an idiot. Both are things I capture because God's telling me it's resonating with me. I feel strongly about it. Just like I did when God told me, heart eight, $25 down the drain. Why? Because God doesn't know time, doesn't know man-made construct of time. So what are we supposed to do with that information? Especially in the stage theory. It says, elevate your awareness to heart eight. Elevate your awareness to you're humble or you're about to be. It doesn't mean the very next thing I'm going to learn that lesson is going to just elevate your awareness to it for the infinite. This is important to you, son, daughter. This is important to you. Elevate your awareness. Pay attention. Look for the clues and the patterns of it to make better choices, to listen to better voices, whatever it is. This is what intuition is. And I think it's really important in the stage theory to capture those moments of intuition. Capture your essence, your frequency, and they will work for you over the long time, not in the short run. That's what I call the stage theory. It's the key to building the brand, attracts attention, builds trust, and generates long-term value. In this training, we're going to walk you through the 4 steps of the stage theory to show you how you turn your everyday actions into powerful, long-lasting brand assets. No scripts, no filters, just the truth, shared intentionally. It's time to take control of your stage. First lesson of the stage theory is the stage is set. Social media is your global platform. It is the end result, the perpetual silo, the social silo is your final stage. It's your Netflix, right? Your kids come home and kind of freaked me out the first time as Netflix started to grow. And I walked in and my teenage daughters at the time were like, Dad, have you ever heard of Friends? That's the idea of the stage theory, that we have this platform that's perpetual now, a legacy that goes beyond our lifetime. If we use it effectively, all the world is truly your stage. And today, social media, this platform is the most powerful stage we've ever had. It allows you to accelerate what Shakespeare has experienced over thousands of years. If you're not intentionally using it to share your message and your brand and build it, you're missing an opportunity to create connection, to impact, and to build revenue at scale. A financial coach that I'm working with shares one short daily tip on TikTok. That's all. He takes the number one tip. I coach him, just a regular fiduciary, boring as shit, by the way, like most of them. And he's like, I can't do what you do, Dave. You do way too much. There's no, I said, I just want you to capture like I do one tip a day and then go ahead and film yourself with an iPhone in an arm. And be boring and just say, hey, this is your tip of the day. Ba, 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 ba. He's now flowing over 100,000 views in 6 months. 6 months, but he did it every single day just by consistently showing up on the platform that aligns with her audience and what she's doing. This could be done with everything. And if you're in the financial services business or a fiduciary, you can imagine that much awareness to your brand, your community, how much money she is making compared to all the events she used to have to go to, taking people out, the whole game that's played in the financial services industry. One tip that was at her frequency because she was capturing her frequency by understanding this is what resonates with me. This must be my frequency, my neighborhood, my community. And people that are in that are going to love this or hate this. And that's who I want in my community. Those that don't know you are the majority of the people. So if you have the correct social silo, then you have an opportunity once again to create an amplified, accelerated, aggregated, compound result of community building. I actually have a full-time employee that goes to trade shows and events every single day in person and asks one question: what do you do? And then they tell them. He says, what do you like about it? What don't you like about it? What's working for you? What's not working for you? Then he says, will it help you if I introduce you to David Meltzer? Most people, like the people in this room, their answer is, who the hell is David Meltzer? Very few say, oh my God, I love that guy. And even less say, oh my God, I hate that guy. Thank goodness. But there's some. But the nice thing is, through this stage theory and understanding how this global platform works, how this social silo works, is all my employee has to do is say, to use LinkedIn, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram. Yes, no. Oh, here's David Meltzer. Then they look at it and say, oh my God, I love this guy, or I hate this guy, but at least they know me now. The exponentiality goes far beyond what you think even just one tip a day online would give you. You do not need to go viral. Things that go viral happen because of the consistent capture of your frequency. You don't need to go viral. You need to go consistent at your frequency, at your neighborhood. You don't need to go viral. My whole mission of empowering over 1 billion people to be happy, which people call bullshit on all the time. How are you going to do that? Have you gone crazy? You know, I love the fact that people have always laughed at me, scoffed at me, made fun of me. Then they applaud me or ask me for a job. My whole life. Go consistent. Strategic use of social media allows you to scale your brand without scaling your energy. There's no luck involved in consistency, by the way. Luck is created by being consistent. It's that simple. We need to commit to showing up every day to capture. Don't commit to one platform, just to commit to capturing your essence, whatever amount of energy it takes. If you're like my friend, my client, the social media financial planner, who just takes less than a minute a day to capture the number one tip that she can think of, that's fine. Or if you're an idiot like me and spend every single day, 7 days a week, a minimum of about 4 hours capturing everything I do because I can have a team of people to do all the other parts of the stage theory that I'm going to teach you, fair enough. But commit to showing up every day. Commit to capturing your essence. And it doesn't take great technology to capture your essence. Doesn't take any money to do it. You already have the tools in front of you. I see them. It just takes a commitment, a simple commitment. Now, here's the funny thing about simple commitments. I teach gratitude. I teach people to say thank you before they go to bed and when they wake up. It takes 0.1 seconds, less time than it takes to capture your essence. I teach people to say thank you when they go to bed and wake up. It's proven if you do that for 30 straight days without missing a day, understanding the physics, metaphysics, quantum physics, and science of consistency that causes energy to do three things: aggregate, accelerate, and compound. Money's an energy. Would you like your money to aggregate, accelerate, and compound? Sounds good to me. How about good behaviors? Do you want them to aggregate, accelerate, and compound? Hell yeah. Or do you want your bad behaviors to aggregate, accelerate, and compound? Doesn't sound good to me. But if you want that to happen, we have to be consistent. every single day and allow everything to aggregate, accelerate, and compound to become easy. So saying thank you for 30 straight days without missing a day will change your life. Go ahead, study any great thought leader, scientist, famous entertainer, billionaire. Study them all. They all talk about gratitude, and it takes 0.1 seconds and it's free. 0.1 seconds and it's free. How many of you think you could say thank you for 30 straight days? By tonight, half of you won't. Even though you all were shaking your head, yeah, gratitude is awesome, incredible, exponential impact on my life, I'm a gracious person. Half of you won't say, it takes 0.1 seconds. Half of you won't say thank you tonight. By tomorrow morning, another half of us won't say thank you. And with 3 days, most of us, if not all of us, won't be saying thank you. I made it my intention to say thank you every single day. Teaching gratitude took me 9 months before I could not miss a day. Why is that? It's the same reason that I'm successful with social media. Because the simple things to do, like capturing your essence every day, 7 days a week, are simple not to do. That's part of human nature. We don't like consistency. I'm a great teacher, mentor, and coach because I am annoying. I'm a great father because I am annoying. I'm a great husband and leader of my community because I am annoying. What do I mean by being annoying? I do the two things that annoy people the most. I'm honest almost all the time. Sometimes I catch myself lying, manipulating, cheating, going to my genetic and energetic inheritance, right? I was born a bullshitter and I'm trying to stop that chain of bullshit. It's just true. But you want to annoy people? Tell the truth. But you want to annoy them even more, especially your kids? Be consistent, repetitive. It's hard to have a lot of friends when you're honest and repetitive. But that's the only way people learn. That's the only way they're going to see and resonate with your brand. This is what it takes. It's simple, but the simple things to do are simple not to do. View the social media platforms as a stage, not a spotlight. Too many 19-year-old life coaches are out there thinking that the social media is a spotlight. I don't think there's anything more courageous in the world than a 19-year-old life coach, by the way. Takes a lot of balls. Seriously, right? What we want to do is focus in on value, not perfection. Has anybody watched themselves on a video? Does anybody like it a lot? You're like, oh shit, I'm fucking look great and I'm a genius. It's amazing. Everybody doesn't love Dave Meltzer. I've probably done more videos than anyone my age. I think so. I've done more social than anyone my age. And I still, if I see a video, it's like, can somebody just vote for cringeworthy Dave? Right? Like, oh, Jesus. But we focus in on the value, not the perfection of the video. Can I teach you about value real quickly? Because I believe it's part of the resonance that's necessary to know your essence, your frequency, your neighborhood, the community that you want to build. Value to me is so misunderstood, and people make tons of money like dieting, billions of dollars off of it, about articulating a value to exceed what you're asking, sort of perceived value or bottom line, it doesn't matter. Can I just dispel and give you clarity on value? Because we all want to be able to articulate value. There's only three ways that you can articulate value. Number one, give people more of what they like or take away what they don't like. That is value. I freaking love fried chicken. Would you like some fried chicken? Ooh, you gave me value. Right? I don't like dry salmon. So if someone puts a dry salmon in front of me last night and said, let me take that away and give you a hamburger. Oh, you provide a lot of value to me. What you like and what you don't like, number one way to articulate value. Two, what works and take away what doesn't work. Provides value. You know, that's really, really working. Oh, can I help you with what's working or take away what's not working? And then the last one, what you know and what you don't know. Give people more what they know, take away what they don't know. It's going to provide, oh, wow, I've never heard of the stage theory. I'm giving you something that you don't know. There's value in that. Or giving you more of what you know. Oh, you know a lot about time, but have you, you know, you know a lot about travel, for example. Did you know that if you rent cars a lot and you are one of those people that can never find your rental car, that if you park your rental car a little bit sticking out, you'll be able to find it much easier? I'm giving you more of what you know. And all experts love that as well. So when you base your business to make money based off of your ability to articulate value to exceed what you're asking for, focus in on those three things and also focus in on learning those three things or teaching those three things in the essence or the frequency to build the neighborhood or the community of people that are going to buy from you and sell for you for life. I'm going to repeat that. The community is about people buying from you and selling for you for life. You will be rich no matter what. Your children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren will be rich if you have a community of people that buy from you and sell for you for life. When Steve Jobs left Apple, people still were buying from Apple and selling for Apple. I have personally sold more Apple products than most people on earth, probably more Apple products than I've sold for myself. Made more money for Apple just because I'm like, holy shit, the new iPhone's amazing. Oh, have you tried, you know, these AirPods, whatever it is. And I was sold, not by Apple. I was sold by a guy sitting next to me on an airplane. I was using my RIM 957 pager and my IBM ThinkPad because I thought the Macintosh was for artists and teachers. And I loved the fact that he could just open it up and there was no delay in getting right to work because I spent half of my flight trying to get through everything on the IBM ThinkPad. This is how it works. This is the stage theory. This is the shit you want to capture by providing value, not perfection. You are on a stage, not a spotlight. The second lesson about stage theory is the four different parts of the stage theory that we've kind of hinted at. Most people wait for the perfect moment to create content, the perfect stage to create content. But the best brands, product services solutions, or personal brands turn everyday activities that are aligned with your frequency into long-term assets by capturing what they already do. So many speakers that I work with, they record their keynotes, warm up backstage. It cracks me up all the time. Even the biggest ones in the world, right? Like by Led and Itzler and all these guys, Tom Bilyeu, all great speakers, all great friends of mine, earphones. You know, Itzler's telling me, man, I've been preparing for 4 hours on my private jet. You know, I wasn't even talking to Sarah, blah, blah, blah. You know, and I'm backstage. And he's like, so Dave, when are you going on? I'm like, I look at, you know, that backstage, you have the clock that's left. I'm like, oh, 3.5 minutes. Oh, what are you speaking about? And I looked at Nick and I don't know, Nick, what am I speaking about? 5 daily practices. Okay. Because I'm not into creating the perfect moment. I know the lessons in the stories. All he has to tell me is what I'm teaching. I know the lesson, just like I do right now. I know the stage theory is capture my essence, modify my essence to align with best suits the different neighborhoods of the different communities of the different platforms, amplify it through the people buying from me and selling for me, and definitely perpetuate it into a social silo, a repository, a rabbit hole of David Meltzer. That is the future. That is my legacy. So that anybody can say, oh my God, have you ever heard of David Meltzer? No, he was just at this mastermind. And then they go ahead. They don't go to David Meltzer workshop. They don't go to David Meltzer SEO. That's all over. They go to their favorite platform and they look me up. And then they go down a rabbit hole of frequency. And here's what and why you don't need big budgets. Because no matter how they change the rules, there's one rule that will never change because it's how social media, social platforms make money. And the rule is this: we will give you more of what you eat. That's the rule of social media for free. We will give you more of what you eat. So if I can get more people down the David Meltzer rabbit hole to eat the David Meltzer food, it's going to feed for free, David Meltzer food back to all those people that went down the rabbit hole. But the rabbit hole doesn't exist for most people because they don't capture, modify, and amplify correctly their essence, their frequency, their brand, product, solution, or service. It's that simple because they wait for the perfect moment and they don't document what they do. They don't capture. If I'm going to teach all of you over time what to do, don't cross your arms. It's going to block your energy, bro. All right. If I'm going to be able to capture what and teach you, it, literally everything else is easy. Why? Because you can outsource everything else except for capture. Right? All you need is one of these props somewhere for one tip of the day or 16 hours of your life. I don't care. But it has to be your essence, your truth, and you have to be repetitive and annoying. So these guys are backstage and they're warming up and they're not thinking about anything but that stage. I'm thinking about, even now, what pieces and parts of what I say can I be utilized to repurpose it for Reels, YouTube Shorts, LinkedIn, that will generate millions of views without ever having a quote unquote content shoot. I don't need one. Just capture what I do. Capture what you do. Anybody ever see on YouTube the kid who opens toys? Yeah. Like, I saw that. Doesn't resonate with me. Do not want to watch it. Do not want to subscribe to it. Do not want to download it. But this kid has me talking about it, amplifying it. And some of you are going, shit, that sounds cool. I want to know how to open toys. It's the same boring shit that Nick and I do. We started a new podcast, Well-Oiled Machine. I call him the Nick Awam, right? That well-oiled machine. And people love it because we're giving all the like insights on time. And yes, lots of people are like, Dave Meltzer is a time freak. My wife absolutely hates it. She's like, this is the dumbest thing you've ever done. And she loves Nick more than sometimes I think she loves me. She loves him definitely as a son. And without, you know, even any abashed, you know, diplomacy, she just busted our chops going, she's sitting there because Nick and I are in the same house doing this. And she's like, this is stupid. But it's probably the fastest starting. I haven't published it yet because I believe if anybody here have a podcast or want to do a podcast, I'll just give you the best piece of advice right now under the stage theory. Capture 10 podcasts before you ever, ever publish it. Two things will happen if you do 10. One, you're in the top 1%. So I always laugh at people and like, I'm in the top 5% of a podcast. You should come on my podcast, Dave. I'm like, great. Well, who the fuck paid for that? And two, you're an idiot. Because the numbers are, if you do 10, you're in the top 1%, because most people, what? They quit before they get to 10. Two, you will be much better after 10. You'll work out the nervous kinks, the awkward moments, the dumb shit that you say, whatever it is. And if you capture it and review it, you'll get better, faster, aggregate, and compound exponentially. True with everything in content. You don't need more time to create content. We all have 24 hours. And we're going to go in this mastermind. I will, before I leave, teach you a lot about the utilization of time. Non-time, scheduled time, planned time, unplanned time, paid for time, unpaid for time, the non-negotiable time versus negotiable time, how circumstance has a relativity to time. I will teach you things that will change your life instantly if you capture it and learn it and make it consistent in your own repetitive knowledge. You don't need more time to create content. You need a better system to repurpose what's already happening. You need a better system to repurpose what's already happening. I could give you so many different ideas. Anybody drive their kids to carpool? Like, anyone drive carpools? Oh, shit. If I wanted to F up my kid, because I wouldn't do this, but I think it'd be killer freaking content. Imagine having, because kids are stupid, right? They forget you're in the car. That's why I used to drive like the Escalade ESV, because they were sitting far enough away from me that my girls would literally forget I was driving and I'd finally get all the info that I wanted. Well, you think Taxi Cab Diaries is great content? Fucking carpool? Carpool with Dr. Uncle Dave or whatever. Shit, if I could capture the essence of those conversations, millions. I mean, every parent would watch that. and then do like a little overview analysis of like being a parent and how you deal with these issues that these idiots are talking about. By the way, when I say idiots, I mean idiots, because I truly believe there's nothing dumber in the world than a teenager. I have four kids. I just have experience. My kids are exceptional, and I'm not exaggerating, super intelligent, fucking idiots. And they're really good. I tell people all the time, man, what do you do if you don't have good kids? Because my kids are really good and they are idiots. being in the sports world and being older in the original social media, you would get pictures on your phone and I would show the pictures that I would get to my girls on my phone. The ones that you're not supposed to get. Those type of pictures. And my wife's like, what are you doing? I say, look at this naked picture of this girl. Look at this. And they're like, Dad. And they're looking at it. I said, let me just tell you about that picture. I don't know who that is. I have no idea who that is. But I do know one thing, that some guy told that girl that he would never show this to anyone. Now, not only do I have it, but I'm showing it to my girls. So next time someone tells you about a picture that they're not going to show it to anybody, remember, every time I get one of these pictures, I'm going to show it to you. Why? Because teenagers are idiots, right? But that's also the lesson of capture. We need better systems. We need to get into the behaviors of capturing it, having laptops in front of you when you're teaching at an event. Nobody gives a shit. Jamar, do you care that I have this here? Do you care I have an extra camera capturing this? No. It's always there. I can go back to it. Where's that clip? Because, you know, originally I come from the search engine space, legal research online, Westlaw, Boolean language searching, then natural language searching out of Minnesota. And so I was one of the first people. I transcribed, paid $1 a minute for all of my videos to transcribe it so it would have words behind it. So I created my own search engine so I can search every video I've ever done internally. Then I allow it with my group networking group that I have. So search.dmeltzer.com allows you to search just Dave Meltzer videos. It is the ultimate social silo search engine. Now, the nice thing is for me, I don't have to pay anymore because AI does it automatically. I can transcribe any video in a matter of seconds for free. That's one of the systems that's in place under the context of the stage theory of capturing my essence, my frequency to build a neighborhood and a community that resonates with me, that either loves me or hates me. And I'm serious. Anybody here a speaker or want to be a speaker? Let me give you a great speaking lesson under the stage theory. Under the stage theory, I can stand in front of you and I won't do it. But I could, for 30 minutes of a speech, stand here and say the. And after, 10% of you will come up to me and say, oh my gosh, that was awesome. The way you showed me discipline or consistency or concentration, or I don't know what the people would think of it, but 10% of the people love you no matter what. They're at your frequency. And it means it makes them feel good. So they feel good. They're going to like or love you. 10% of the people are going to hate it and come up and say, dude, you wasted half an hour of my life. And because of apathy, 80% of the people in the room will just let it go. You go, gee, yeah, you see that? Didn't really do anything for me, but next speaker, please. Or they're just on TikTok anyway, so they didn't even realize for 30 minutes I was saying the, because I don't resonate with them. So you need to know at that time when you're a speaker, that the when you start speaking for free and you go to the chambers of commerce and schools and all the places you should be doing, because you, if you're a beginning speaker, you should have 100 speeches in your first year that you're capturing. Feel me? So, but just be careful when the 10% of the people come up to you and say, oh my gosh, that was the best speech I've ever heard. You changed my life. You're not that good. So don't think you can charge what I charge. Because you're not that good, because I wasn't that good. And I lied to myself thinking I was that good. I wasn't. It was just a matter of frequency, neighborhood, community building, and I needed to get better. I always get the 10%. I could just say the and get the 10%. But understanding how to tell lessons with stories is the key in capturing what resonates with you and amplifying your essence will build a community through aggregation, acceleration, and compounding impact, which is exactly the three physics components of energy. Consistent energy aggregates, accelerates, and compounds. That's my relationship with money. That's my relationship with emotion. People don't remember what I say. They remember how they feel. And that's why they think I'm a great speaker. Capture what you're doing already. Calls, meetings, events, carpools, whatever resonates with you. Look for it. Make it a habit. I have a long litany of stuff that resonates with me that I just haven't prioritized or utilized, like the carpool videos. Take it. Do it yourself. I'm giving you some great stuff. Because after that, we modify it for not only the platforms that exist today, but it's still there to modify for new platforms. And all that modification is either AI or outsourced. If you're not outsourcing or utilizing AI to modify your essence, then you are economically not efficient. I would prefer, if you're going to hire internally, to only hire a liaison, a manager of all of those things. And you can outsource the manager as well. And if you want the best people, I've paid millions of dollars of trusting and vetting and dummy tax of buying people's bullshit about how they know what they're doing and I need big budgets. Let me give you very inexpensive people that will modify for you. So we capture, modify, and then amplify. Amplification is not only posting, it's being involved and engaged in your community, right? It's creating a community of people that want to help each other and know people that help each other. It's asking. We talked about the infinite loop of giving last night. It's asking, would you mind sharing this? People ask me all the time, what can I do for you, Dave? You provided me so much value, gave me more what I like, what's working, and what I know, or took away what I don't like, what's not working, what I don't know. Thank you. What can I do for you? Share my content and do good deeds. That does more because I'm creating a community of amplification of people that not only are listening or buying from me, but selling for me. Have you read Connected to Goodness? Have you seen David Meltzer? And I prepared it with the final step, which I want you to always understand. Our ultimate objective is to build a rabbit hole, a social silo of you and your essence, so that anyone that becomes aware of you will now be fed you all the time for free. You don't have to buy millions and billions of dollars of ad spend. You don't have to. I think you should have an ad spend strategy that's testing and going. So you throw 10 bucks at it because that's how you can create a vending machine and test out what's resonating with or without the audiences that you want. I think it's a testing tool to the social silo. And that is true about products, not just services, solutions, and personal brands. Anyone that tells you anything other than they know how to test, analyze, and go is lying to you. Think about the trillions of variables that must be involved to understand if something's going to work or not. And it's hard to determine because there's 7.6 billion people that are in the stage. And so these variances, they think are something that's going to last or real. That variance has to be, I'm looking for and make everybody that works for me guarantee one thing, engagement. So I have them list out what they're going to do for me. And then my thing is I want to be able to cancel or get a refund if you're not engaged. I do this with my accountant. Right? Anybody have an accountant that's not engaged and all of a sudden, right, you get that assistant. Oh, you know, I didn't see the lease of your property on the 2025 tax return. How much is the lease on your property? No, asshole, I own the building. And if you were engaged in my business, you would know that. Go F yourself and you're fired. I'm serious. It's the same thing with social media. Don't blow smoke up my ass. I want you to guarantee engagement because I know you're qualified. And if you're paying attention and giving intention to the objectives and aligned with what I need, we're going to be fine. You've listed out I know your capabilities. I bet it's all going to be fine. What's going to stop us is engagement. So I don't need you to guarantee 16 million views on my videos. I'm not looking for that. I'm not looking for 100,000 subscribers on YouTube extra. All I know is you know what you're doing. I want you to be engaged in mind. When I was on the phone with this interim CFO, well, I have 200 clients. I'm like, so who's going to be engaged with me? Well, I am. Come on. Come on. I'm very straightforward to what I do with my engagement and guarantee it. I talked about it last night. I'm articulating a value to exceed what we're asking, sir, perceived value and bottom line. I guarantee it. If for any reason I don't lock anybody in, I'd be fearful for someone that locks you into anything other than that's aligned with some sort of regulation, code, statute. So if you're buying a piece of real estate, it's a good example. You can't get a month-to-month guarantee on the property. Right? We go through a process of diligence. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about you engage with people and holding them accountable month to month and saying, for any reason you're not satisfied, I haven't given you more value than I'm asking for, cancel and get that month's money back. For any reason. Or if you're financially stressed, that doesn't help you. Right? If you're not feeding your kids, this happens in sports a lot, right? I'll get single moms that are paying a shitload for quarterback training and literally not feeding their kid. That's not what I'm looking for. You need to be able to afford it and believe in the guarantee. On the other side, when you're the buyer, you need to be able to afford it and institute an engagement guarantee. That is what we want. Four steps in the stage theory. Capture your essence, your frequency. Modify by outsourcing. And please use me as a resource. I have paid the dummy tax. You don't need to. Amplify through a variety of channels by asking people to share your content, do good deeds, whatever it is needed to amplify it. But engage in your community. Go into comments, talk to people, ask them to help you, and ask them anything I can do for you or would it help you if. Right, my two favorite questions to get to in a conversation to start is, what do you do today according to the subject matter, topic, or expertise that I would like to share with you? What do you like, don't like, works, doesn't work, know or don't know about it? And would it help you if I did this? And then finally, do you know anyone that could help me? If you can't get to a intelligent conversation about would it help you if, or do you know anyone that could help me, you're losing value. You're not going to amplify and perpetuate as quickly as you could. Capture your essence, modify, amplify, perpetuate. Use the rabbit hole so you can feed the rabbits, regardless of what changes they make to your social media platforms. Use your amplification dollars wisely. Don't just throw money at it. Build a vending machine by testing and going, trusting and vetting. Use the vending machine and get to a point of, hey, if I put $2 into the vending machine, I get $4 out. Now you're in a position to go borrow money. Now you're in a position to borrow money, wouldn't you? If I knew I put $2 million into this and got $4 out, I would borrow as much money as I could. That's math, and it works. The last thing as we finish up in the last 6 minutes is a crucial question you should be asking, not to steal it from you for the Q&A we're gonna do in 6 minutes, but how do I know my essence? Well, one of the ways is capturing what resonates with us, but I'm very pragmatic in how I teach people and how I can help you. There's three areas that I look at that I want to capture that is my essence invariably. One, my skills, opening toys, creating a brand, selling. Your essence is aligned with the skills that you have and the skills you want to develop. That's at your frequency. Beyond that, which resonates with me, which means I really loved it or I really hated it, which we're capturing and reviewing every Sunday, tying stories to it to help us remember it, as well as to amplify it as well to help with all the content in our essence. On top of that are skills. So really take inventory of your skills and then align it to what's doing well, what's stable, and what you think is doing well in the future, so it's relevant. That's how we know what's more relevant or trending is simply be the trend, don't follow the trend. And the way that you are the trend with your essence is to know, take inventory of your skills in alignment with what's doing well, what's stable, and you think is doing well. Two, knowledge. Knowledge of what you know according to subject matter, topic, or expertise, and who you know. There's one rule about social media that I teach why people will pay to have proximity to me at events that I do or other events that they do. I will tell you why. Because the bigger the stage and the bigger the people, the greater the accessibility to a bigger audience. So you have a greater statistical success. So there's actually a quantitative reason that needs to be analyzed and guaranteed to have the experience, the business development, and the post-production content when you are paying for proximity. I pay for proximity all the time, all throughout my career, paying for proximity. Very intentional to get the experience, the business development, and the post-production content out of it, knowing the bigger the stages, the bigger the audience. I know my essence is also my knowledge, not only of what subject matter, topic, or expertise that's doing well, stable, or I think is doing well, but who. Get proximity to bigger stages and bigger people. That will be a great investment, more than just throwing advertising dollars at shit. That is your essence, your skills, your knowledge, and then finally, your desire. If you can articulate your emotions, your desire, my desire that I must be what I can be, my desire to be a great leader, my desire to be a great podcaster, my desire, we want to capture our desires because just like you and I, we have the same desire. Now we have this ability to resonate with one another. We both want to make the world happy. We both want to have equity, inclusion. Equity is for me, by the way, equity of opportunity. I don't think any of us are equal. As far as what I've learned, I'm the only one with this. And unless you have the exact same one of this, that means we're different. So equity of opportunity is DAI, which is appreciation. I live my life teaching people to appreciate the differences. And that's what my videos do in desire. I am not shy about we are not the same. Maybe because I grew up with six kids and my mom said, you are not equal. I'm not going to treat you equal. I'm going to appreciate the differences of each and every child I have and give them what they need to make sure they're empowered to do what they want to do in their lives. DAI. That's what I teach. Diversity, absolutely. Appreciation of differences within the context of equity of opportunity and inclusion. Obviously, we're one. My whole mission is to include everybody because we're already connected. Let's figure out what we're doing to interfere with it. This is part of it, the stage theory. This is how we create unification in a global scale and monetization at a global scale. The stage theory will change your life. Find your frequency. Strengthen your signal. The spectrum should be wide. The clarity comes through the consistency. Remember, it's authenticity of essence over optics. Forget the spotlight. Remember the stage and the stage theory. Stay on the stage every day in a consistent, persistent way in the pursuit of your potential. Know your skills, your knowledge, and your desire. Stay in business. Stay in business. Do it every day. The simple things to do are simple not to do. And I promise you, if you do this, if you capture your essence, if you modify it, amplify it, and finally perpetuate it and create a rabbit hole, a social silo for infinite amount of time, you'll make a lot of money, you'll help a lot of people, and have a lot of fun. And I know if you make a lot of money and help a lot of people with it, and have a lot of fun with it, you'll be happy. Never met one person that isn't. Thank you, everybody.